Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Raiders Podcast, the comic book club, where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I am Daniel, you're Nathan, we're brothers, we read comics.
We sure do.
We got a very special guest today. Who do we got, Nathan?
We have my beautiful girlfriend, Sophia.
Hello, everybody. Yep.
Normally, it's just me and Daniel, but sometimes we force other people that we love to come on our show and talk about comics.
Because they're not truly a friend until they've been on the pod at least once.
Yeah, but unlike most of the other people we force to come on here, Sophia does actually read comic books sometimes.
I do.
You read the funny books?
The funny ones, the gory ones.
Yeah, like this one today.
Yeah, like this one.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, not all comics are this gory.
Yeah, I know.
No, she knows.
This is like the goriest thing I've ever read.
it's pretty unreal. But we have you on reading Berserker this week.
Is this your favorite comic?
So far, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She's a big Keanu Reeves stan.
Definitely. What else have you read?
Black Widow, Elektra. Okay. Mm. Yeah.
You bought the League of Legends comic book?
League of Legends, trade. Yeah.
What are the ones? She's a big Webtoons reader as well.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Lore Olympus is a big one.
Lore Olympus, yeah. That's their like huge one that has like, it does like ridiculous numbers. Like rushes.
They have like fan fiction, everything. It's going big.
It had like a billion reads or something at one point. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah. So she reads comics, but not the way that real fans read comics. You know what I mean?
I'm here
to gatekeep comics.
No, she's a real fan.
Yeah.
She reads a lot of stuff, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
But we got time codes in our description, don't we?
We sure do.
We got the news.
Sophia, what are the time codes that are normally in our descriptions? If you don't know, I'm going to treat you as if you're a fan. But I do know that you know. I'm just going to treat you as if you don't know what the time codes are. But we have the news that we start off with, the comic book news.
Oh, yeah.
And then we get into the book that we read this week, which is Berserker with no vowels. Daniel found out this week.
Yeah, dude. It took me a second to find the book.
It's all consonants and there's a Z in there.
I know.
Does Berserker normally have a Z in it?
Berserk.
Berserker.
Berserker.
And then we have the back matter for the trade, and then the thing, the pull list, : shove it in your box, which is what we've been consuming otherwise. So let's just get into the news, Daniel.
Alrighty.
Sophie, do you have any comic book news?
Not really.
What the hell? I'm just kidding. I didn't expect you to get... But I thought you were going to mention that The Boys got renewed for season 4.
Yeah, they did.
Speaking of The Boys. So yeah. That's pretty cool.
So that means Homelander's probably not going to die.
He's probably not dead.
So that means Soulja Boy's not going to work out.
But like not mean that because...
Or they just move on to a different villain or something,
which
I think would be cool because I'm a little sick of just more and more Homelander, you know?
I think he could die.
Sick of Homelander.
And, like, I think...
Maybe Soulja Boy ends up being the main problem?
That could be it, yeah.
Because it could be just, like, two bads versus bad.
I think someone major is going to die this season. And I think I know who it is, but we'll talk about it in the poll list. But, yeah, good comic book news, Sophia. Thank you for bringing that forward.
Thank you.
Good job. Nathan, we got a trailer for Midnight Suns.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember it, but comes out August 7th.
Yeah, excited for that.
That's game,
Marvel's.
Right?
Yeah, it's Marvel's new game coming to consoles.
Dude, that trailer felt like forever ago. Like I'm like reading it, I'm like, this seems like old news.
They came out with like a cinematic trailer, and then during like over the weekend or late last week, they had Xbox Games Showcase or just video game showcase because it's like where a bunch of game companies come out and they're like, we're making this game and it's going to be unlike anything you've ever seen, but it's like a lot of the same. To me, at least it felt like, but
it in fact is something we've seen before.
Yeah. And so this one's just Marvel, but it's going to play like Cap or XCOM. If you've ever played that game, it's just like a turn-based strategy game, I think.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting.
Nathan.
Yeah.
A Thunderbolts movie is in the works.
I saw that.
With Jake Schreier as director.
Don't know who that is.
Oh,
but I hope he's good.
He's done things.
Didn't he do Paper Towns?
He did do Paper Towns, the John Green movie. He did Brand New Cherry Flavor. You know what that is?
Not familiar.
Oh, that's that one from TikTok.
With the Ribussi.
Yeah.
Ribussi.
I didn't see it, but I've heard many comments about it.
Can you explain the Ribussi to me?
No.
Why not?
I guess he directed some episodes of Dave.
Oh, okay. Good show.
Which is interesting. He directs like a lot of music videos, like Kanye West music videos.
Oh, okay. Good for him, I guess. Thunderbolts is like Marvel's kind of Suicide Squad, or at least there's a couple runs that are like that. It's either that or originally I think they were superhero team that were actually secretly villains, kind of.
They're trying to rebrand themselves.
Yeah, they're trying to rebrand themselves as heroes, but they're still villains. I don't know, something like that. I really enjoyed what I've read of Thunderbolts. Like, I've only read like the Daniel Way run, but
okay,
that's it was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, very cool, very cool.
Nathan.
Yeah.
Do you have any news?
Yeah, I do. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse announced that they were going to have one of the villains be The Spot. Mm. Are you familiar with that guy? He's like the white one with polka dots all around him. I'm sure you've seen him.
Looks like a Dalmatian man.
He does look like a Dalmatian man, but he's going to be voiced by Jason Schwartzman.
Oh.
And he's like a guy where he could put dots on his body and they like act as like portal, like portals that he can like put somewhere else. So in this image, it looks like Miles is kicking him in the chest, but then he creates a portal and then he kicks Gwen Stacy instead.
Was he the one that like was in the Spider-Man game?
Yeah.
But he had like a suit on or something?
No, that's Mr. Negative.
Mr. Negative. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But cool. I've seen this villain in like the Brian Michael Bendis run of Spider-Man, but yeah.
Yeah, he looks interesting. He
looks pretty cool. And the only other news I have is kind of a slow week, but Boom Studios is going to be releasing a book written by Christopher Cantwell, and it's basically going to be, it's called Briar, and it's going to reimagine the well-known tale as a dark fantasy adventure of Sleeping Beauty. So it's basically if Sleeping Beauty never got woken up, and then she woke up, and it was kind of like a
dystopian world.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, cool. Total guess.
Yep, that's pretty much what it is. So it looks pretty cool. It's art is going to be by Matheus Lopez of Step by Bloody Step fame that I enjoy. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Interesting. Nice. Interesting.
Yeah, so Nathan, just a sequel to Sleeping Beauty, it looks like.
Sick. Nathan, a live-action One Punch Man movie is in production.
Really?
What?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be directed by a Fast and Furious director.
James Wan?
No, a different one.
Which Fast and Furious?
I didn't think, I wasn't expecting the follow-up question. Hold on.
Well, there's 9 of them. There's soon to be 10 of them. I need to know which one it's from. Hold if on. It's from 3, get out of here.
I'm trying to remember.
If it's from Tokyo Drift, I'm in.
3 is the best one. What do you mean?
Have you watched One Punch Man?
Of course I have.
All of it?
Everything.
Was there 2 seasons?
There were.
Okay. I've watched like the first episode once when it like first came out.
No, you have to watch it, like the whole thing.
Yeah, I heard it was very good.
I'll watch it with you.
I heard it was very good.
Justin Lin.
Oh, he's one of the good ones, I think.
Let's see. The old IMDb?
Yeah.
So, you did Fast 9.
Nice. Okay, I think that's one of the good ones.
Is that the one that just came out?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
The next one is 10, which is soon to come out.
Fast and Furious 6.
Okay, yep. Anything past 5, I think I'm cool with, you know?
Uh-huh. He's the executive producer on Space Jam.
Okay. You know, that's a red flag, but...
Yeah. Let's see here.
The original? Or the new one?
Yeah, the new one.
Oh, no.
I think... I'm not going to scroll. Yeah, it looks like the 6th one. It was called Fast and Furious 6.
Okay.
I don't remember what happened in that one. And I think that's the ones that he's worked on.
I think they all just kind of blurred
together. Fast 5, Nathan. He's a producer.
Okay, great.
Lots of stuff.
I'm very excited then. Him on One Punch Man is probably good because they have pretty innovative action.
Oh, he directed Star Trek Beyond.
Okay, that's one of the good ones.
Yeah, I didn't see that one, but good stuff.
Is that the one with like Chris Hemsworth and Carl Urban and all that?
Don't they all have him? No, that was the first one. So this is like the 3rd of the Star Trek movies.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it then. I don't know.
Anyway.
But I like Fast 5, and I think that was the last one I've seen. So
I saw Fate of the Furious. I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Had Charlize Theron in it.
Daniel.
Nathan.
Somewhat sad news. Hopefully doesn't turn sadder news, but Tim Sale, famous Batman artist from Batman The Long Halloween and Spider-Man Blue with Jeff Loeb. He got admitted into the hospital with severe health issues.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so we don't really know what's going on, but he's hopefully that doesn't turn any worse, and hopefully he has a speedy recovery, but he's a great fucking artist.
I know, so. Fuck. I thought I was like, how did I not hear about this?
Yeah, no, he didn't die. I hope he does not die. I want to be clear. I hope he has a speedy recovery, but yeah, he's a sick Batman artist, so there are a couple people on Twitter that were like, look at this sweet page that he did. And I'm like, that is a sweet page. Do you have any other news, Daniel?
Just more like Ezra Miller shit. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, Ezra Miller shit's basically the weather at this point. Like every week it's going to be like, oh, what's Ezra Miller doing?
Yeah.
So he's being weird.
Well, in that case, let's get into the book, Nathan.
Yeah, let's do it. What did we read this week, Sophia?
We read Berserker Volume 1 by my homie Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves and there's more people.
Oh. He didn't do it by himself.
Yeah.
Matt Kent.
Yes.
Ron Garney.
Uh-huh.
And Bill Crabtree.
Yes. Why do you? What's your favorite movie, Sophia?
Oh, Constantine.
With
Keanu Reeves.
With the boy Keanu Reeves. Yeah. When you first told me that, I was like, really? Okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah, because a lot of people wrongly, I think, hate that movie, or they just like don't like it. They think it's like cheesy or something.
I haven't seen it.
I just haven't seen it.
I think people just like think that they should hate it, kind of like Nickelback. Like they're not that bad, you know?
No, they're fantastic.
Yeah, I think.
who says this?
What are you saying?
Tell me who said that.
But yeah, like you showed it to me for the first time, and I was like, "This is pretty kick-ass." They got Shia LaBeouf in here.
They got good actors.
They got people trapped in mirrors or whatever.
Yeah,
the effects were
out of the ordinary. I loved the movie, and it was definitely. Like beyond its time.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves had sweet arm tattoos.
Oh, his coat! Oh my God, he was the sexiest man ever with his coat.
Yeah, so
you need to get a coat.
She's been trying to get me to cosplay as Constantine for a while, and I'm like, maybe.
She'd be the Keanu Reeves Constantine. Yeah, with the black hair and everything.
Yeah, black hair. It's not long in that one, right? That was before long hair Keanu.
Yeah,
Reeves.
That was before John Wick Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. But yeah, it's funny. He just there's like a long hair era. Of Keanu Reeves, and that translates to this book because there's 100% like the main character is just Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Which I think is like on purpose, but yeah, this is a very, very...
It seemed just like kind of like it could potentially just be like a big pitch for a movie deal.
It seemed like that, yeah.
Just because Keanu Reeves is attached to it, but if he wants to just make a comic book about himself, that's cool too. I think it works really well.
I don't know if it's like about himself. It's kind of like the meme though, because everybody says that like he never ages kind of deal.
Yeah.
Which I think kind of plays into this a little bit because the main character has lived for 80,000 years and he's
like,
just kind of become
he's
this like
older,
kung fu warrior.
And he does look younger in like The Matrix if you go watch it, you know?
Yeah.
But...
It has been announced, though, that Netflix actually snatched the rights to Berserker, so they might make a movie or anime series out of it. So
that's pretty cool. Because
like a live action would be kind of fucking hard.
I
that would
know,
be really cool.
Right?
There's some sweet action. And I was like, this would be a huge budget.
Yeah.
But lots of gore, like The Boys level gore, but just like all the time. Like there's not really much of a story in this first trade. It's just like... him telling his origin to somebody.
Yeah.
And his origin just involves a lot of blood and killing people. But what did you think of it, Daniel? Did you think it was cool? A
lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great pacing. Absolutely brutal. So that was a lot of fun to just kind of look at.
Yeah.
I love the colors and like the.
So good.
And like the fucking. I love Bill Crabtree. He was on Invincible for a long time.
Yeah.
And so he was perfect for this shit.
What has Ron Garney done? Because I feel like.
Ron Garney. No.
Looks like he's done some Hulk, some Fantastic Four, some Captain America. Apparently he was on Thor with Jason and Aaron, which I wasn't aware of. But that's pretty cool.
Juggernaut.
Huh.
But yeah, nothing I've seen before, but his shit is really cool. I think this is like his kind of like put your name on the map kind of thing for
Could
him.
Be. Yeah, because I'm not super familiar with his other work from here, but... Yeah, let's get into it. We don't really know this dude's name, really. Like, they give him a name, but I don't think he really goes by that name. So I just call him Berserker Man the whole time. But it kind of just starts off with Berserker Man, like, on a mission.
Let's just call him Keanu.
Okay, yeah, Keanu. Keanu's on a mission.
That's what it is.
With the U.S. military or like the Marines or something. I don't know what it is, but they take out this
special ops.
They like take out this guy in Mexico, but Keanu is like clearly invulnerable, and we know this because he just jumps out of a plane with no chute.
Helicopter.
And he's taking bullets, like people are just shooting him, and he's like surviving explosions, and he's super strong because he has like the strength to rip off some dude's arm.
He like punches through a guy's head.
Yeah, and he's very clearly like, you know, enhanced or something in some way. But he's kind of like fucked up by the end of the mission when he's like supposed to keep the president or something alive, but he just like kills him instead. So it opens up with this like huge action scene. And, yeah, so, like, the first kill even is just, it really sets the stage because it's just, like, this super gory just punch of this dude straight through his head. And you're like, okay, this guy's pretty strong, like, too.
Alrighty.
And, like, I also love how he's colored because it's, like, the outlines of his, like, suit are what's colored. And, like, everything else is kind of like a silhouette. But I think that works really, really well. Or, like, the folds of his jeans are what's colored and everything else is black. It's kind of like inverted, like shading, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of how they display like black clothing on, like when you're drawing it.
Yeah,
and not trying to make it super realistic. That's just like the shine, you know.
Yeah, it's a cool artistic choice.
I like this one part where he does like one of those like Goku punches where he like punches him with like his palm.
Yeah,
and he like knocks this dude's like lower half of his jaw off.
Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. Who even does that?
I've written down my favorite kills per issue.
I like stopped after like the first issue. I'm like, there's too many to write down.
I know the thing with this book is that it has some of the most creative like gore action.
He rips a guy's rib out of him and then stabs another guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not even, he doesn't even stab him with his own rib.
No. Why would you do that?
That's
he's
true.
Pretty,
I guess
he's pretty out for the count at that point.
Imagine getting stabbed with somebody else's rib.
Oh, it's so disrespectful.
Yeah, it is. Just bring a knife. That'll get the job done.
He probably has a knife.
Yeah. Or there's one point where he stops a bullet with his hand while driving. And then he holds a grenade to another guy's chest and then just, like, holds it as it explodes.
Yeah.
So he's pretty confident that he's not going to die. It's pretty clear. But I think that's such a fucking cold way to, like, kill somebody. It's just like, I'm going to take this explosion with you, but you're going to die. So pretty insane action.
Something that I noticed, like, this is incredible artwork. But yeah. I just thought it was kind of funny on page 23. Like the bottom panel, just like the glass shattering. It just looks like a bunch of like confetti.
Oh yeah, it does.
Oh, I saw that actually.
I was like, come on. Like, he's yeah. good enough to draw
all
some
the
breaking
detail.
Glass.
Yeah, you know? Like they're all just kind of like squares.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe
that's not how glass works.
Maybe he ran out of time for this page and he's like, whatever, I'll just do squares.
Yeah.
But like you'd think glass would shatter in triangles, if anything.
Right.
Like not perfect squares. So yeah, that is interesting. I didn't catch that. But basically, we find out through the course of this issue that this man has been working for, like, the United States military or special ops for hit jobs. And they also use him for, like, biological research of his body. And all he wants in exchange is just mortality. Like, he wants to be able to die, but he doesn't necessarily want to die. He just wants to be able to, which I think is interesting.
Yeah.
And he wants to be able to die after living for 80,000 years is what he said he's lived. So he supposedly remembers everything in that 80,000 years, even being born. But the doctor he works with has found parts of his memory that he apparently like has no access to. Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
What do you think this doctor's doing?
He's
taking a sample of his dick or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, of his like testosterone or like his sperm. Yeah,
I was like, what's he doing with his dick?
Yeah, there's a page where there's just doctors working on him as he's like burned up and shit. Like he's healing and everybody's just like working on him. But yeah, there's a doctor just kind of right over his dick, isn't there?
This is a long ass first issue. It's like 45 pages.
Yeah, it was like a double size thing, which I thought was pretty cool.
Dude, when he was a baby, he bit his mom's titty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of...
I was like, that's rude.
That is rude. She just birthed you after, like, 2 days, we find out.
From a lightning bolt.
Yeah, from a lightning bolt. Yeah, that's interesting, too.
What
yeah.
are these pills that he's taking? Do you know?
Like, we know later outside of this trade. No. I don't think so. What is he taking? Because I think I only read up to like one issue after this and I don't remember.
To be honest, I think it's just something to help him like recover faster.
Okay.
Even though they do work on him, but they don't really specify what's in the pill.
Yeah.
And at the end of the issue, actually, she actually does come to the house, to his house, actually. And he's like, she's like, I have to tell you the truth. But then we don't know what happens afterwards. So.
Yeah. I can't.
She may be talking about
the series pill. Is only on like issue 8 or 9 right now. So
that is way farther.
No.
Yeah.
I was surprised that this trade was like, only 4 issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the first issue is double size.
That's true,
yeah.
But it was just kind of one big action scene. So
yeah.
I don't know how much it really gives us. But issue 2, this issue kind of goes into his origin story while like talking to this doctor lady. And it's about how his parents, like village, they're like cavemen, basically, like 80,000 years ago. His parents' village would get raided by like the neighboring tribes every season. So they would like take their women and children and their crops and shit. So his mom prayed to the gods for a weapon.
She's doing some witch shit.
Yeah, she's doing some witch shit. She did like a ritual that ended in her getting shocked by lightning and then being pregnant with their weapon, essentially. And there's this crazy scene where the mom goes in like a crazy trip after being shocked by lightning, and it seems like she just has sex with a god.
It really does.
Or like a lightning man or something.
A lightning man. It's really trippy. But what's really funny about this is that there's a random panel where it's just like the outline of her body, and then you just see like a fully detailed uterus. And I was like, I could pretty much, like the panel before, I could tell what's going on.
And then there's like a bolt going straight to her cooch.
Yeah, like I could tell what was going on.
I can fill in the blanks here.
Yeah.
I didn't need the uterus panel, but I thought it was pretty funny.
I didn't
need
a sex ed course in this page. Like, I know how babies are made.
Can you explain what's going on here, please?
Like, it's Keanu not some Reeves. Fifth graders reading this be like, oh.
I like to imagine Keanu Reeves like, can you just like add a uterus maybe? And like,
it's funny because like the actual book actually covers it out a little bit with the folds.
Oh,
so you can't really see much of it. So you only see.
Oh, that's
this,
so funny.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Rated PG-13.
Yeah. Look at this. It's like very clear. Like,
yeah,
there's the uterus. It's so funny. But then, like, also, we didn't really need to see that because the next part that your eyes led to is her literally getting fucked by this lightning man. So it's like, I could piece together. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. But after a couple days pregnant, Keanu Reeves was born.
She's pregnant, like, the next day.
Yeah, like, pretty
guess
far
she
pregnant.
Carried him, like, for 2 months or something?
No, I think it was less. It was only, like, a couple days.
No, it was 60 days.
Oh, 60 days?
Yeah,
two
Nathan.
Moons.
Okay.
Yeah, two against one here.
Two
moons, like
I
full moons.
Two moons meant like 2 days.
No.
Does it mean two sleeps, Nathan?
The moon goes away in the day. Everybody knows this.
One moon? Two moons.
Yeah, two moons, 2 days. That's literally what I took from it. That's so funny.
See, if you take astronomy, I think. Astrology? Astronomy.
No, astronomy.
They talk about. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Talking about moons.
Yeah, where they,
and I guess to get a full moon takes like a month, I guess.
And they teach you what an Aquarius is.
Yep.
Yep.
So they discovered his strength and immortality pretty quick. And when the neighboring tribes come back to like steal and shit again, he was ready. And then he just like murders all of them. And that's when Keanu Reeves remembers he was first given purpose.
Yeah, he's got like this huge hunger to just like kill.
Yeah. And his
once he gets started, he just like goes off.
His beginning, like his weapon of choice is this giant ass stone axe that's like as tall as him and like a spear. Mm. And I'm like, this is pretty metal. But I have my favorite kills of this issue, Daniel. There's one where he kicks a man through his stomach to burst through it, and his spine gets shot out the back and it splits his rib cage open from the back. And I think that's pretty sick. So he kicks through his stomach, hits his spine, and bursts his ribcage, which is pretty crazy. That's like they're very creative with this.
Yeah, definitely.
There's also one where he chops a man straight down the middle, but it's not done like Mortal Kombat style where they kind of like slowly split apart. It's like very explosive, which I appreciate. It looks like that man is bursting when he's chopping him with an axe.
Yeah.
So that's pretty crazy.
They got the right man for colors on this.
Yeah, they really did. And I like a lot of the... He, like, incorporates a lot of black in the gore, which I think is cool. Like,
makes it more brutal.
Yeah, it's not just a bunch of red. There's like black, I don't know, spray sort of introduced in there, and it kind of helps split it up. But it's really, it's done really well. Like, this is best gore I've probably ever seen in a comic book.
Yeah, there's so much of it too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but just like a head exploding always gets me. I'm like, that shit's so crazy.
Yeah.
He punches people in the face and it goes out the back of their heads.
Yeah.
Like all the time.
Yeah.
It's like his favorite one.
There's so much blood in there, it turns out.
Yeah, dude.
There's a lot of horses that die in this book.
Yeah, oh, he rips a cheetah in half. It's fucking horses. Crazy.
Yeah, he does. Like, as a child.
Yeah.
Which is great. He did it just for sport, I guess. But there's a lot of blood in cheetahs, too, it turns out.
Yeah, dude.
So, yeah, that's pretty much the issue, too. That's just, like, his origin. And he, his parents, or his dad specifically, are using him as a weapon to defend the tribe. But issue 3 kind of goes more into that. Some more origin story told through, like, Keanu's memories.
Oh, here's one. Here's a kill that's like the Predator, but he takes like his head off and then the spine like comes all the way through.
Yeah.
And the that's top nice. Of 72.
Yep. Classic.
Brutal.
So there's more killing of like neighboring tribes, and his people start calling him Unute or Unute. Unute.
Oh, I called it Unute.
I figured, I don't know. I guess they're speaking English, I guess, in this sense. And I just figured it was called Unute. But it's,
I think,
like,
that sounds too close to mute. And I don't think that.
What would you call it?
Unute.
Unute.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, that's pretty fancy, but it basically just means weapon. And his mom is like concerned for his like mental like well-being, because he's still like just a boy. He's only like a couple months old at this point, and the father just kind of continues.
With washboard abs.
Yeah, with washboard abs.
He's just a baby.
Yeah. Well, like, it's funny because after a couple more moons, he's just like Keanu Reeves. Like, I don't know why his aging was so fast and he just stops at Keanu Reeves' age. But
yeah, he doesn't become an old man. He just becomes Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, basically. It's like that movie In Time where everybody stops aging at 21.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that reminded me of.
Maybe his mom prayed for Keanu Reeves.
That must be what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So his mom's pretty concerned, and the father just kind of continues to use him as a weapon to take out the tribes.
And they're just like conquering like everything that's near them. And they just keep finding more and more shit that's farther away to conquer.
And like, there's a really interesting, like, recurring sort of theme where like Keanu sort of asks his father, like, if he did good, which is like kind of cool, 'cause he's like always bloody when he's asking like if he did good.
Yeah, he's like looking for his dad's approval.
He's like, how did I do? And I'm like, you're pretty bloody, so you did pretty good, I think.
In your life.
There's like there's also a cool like collage page where they're like trying to find the neighboring tribes to take out, and on the background of that page there's like a map. Caveman map, and I was like, that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Like, I like that they
Skull Island.
Yeah, there's like a skull, or there's like just like some basic ass mountains, and they're like, we need to go here, and everybody's like, okay, yeah, we'll do that. And then there's one village that they attack that's like super far out of the way,
mm-hmm.
and it's like super wealthy. And on this mission, Keanu Reeves goes like out of control and kills not only like the guards and like the leaders, but he also kills everybody in that village, including the women and children that live there, which he like super regrets, because he kind of like lost control. It seemed like when he goes crazy, his eyes turn blue, like a bright blue.
Because like his dad said, like,
kill everyone.
Yeah, and so he felt like, oh, I gotta kill those people too.
It seems like that's not what he meant, though.
And then his dad justifies it, be like, oh, those women would have raised more men
to try and kill us in 20 years. Yeah, so I think he was just trying to justify it, but I think what he meant was, like, when I say kill everyone, just, like, kill everybody that's, like, a guard, you know?
Yeah.
So Keanu Reeves, like, regrets this, and he doesn't want to be Unute anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like he has, like, the mentality of, like, a child a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he's still, like, he may look like a strong, like, grown man.
Yeah, we
man.
Get it. Keanu Reeves is cool and he's strong. Okay, continue.
He's so strong. He's got those big muscles.
He can rip a man in half. He's so strong.
But he's just a baby.
But yeah, he does have like that mindset, like, of a child, where he's asking for, like, affirmation from his parents and, you know, making sure that he's doing a good thing.
Yeah.
So,
and I like the question of, like, was he born that way or was he made this way? which is like an interesting kind of thing. Like, yeah. Would he just be this crazy killing machine if that wasn't his dad and he was raised by his mom? Probably not. Or like, was he shaped to be this weapon from the beginning, or was that like always meant to be?
Well, when he was like younger, he like killed like a bear or something, or like a wolf, a
coyote,
coyote, whatever.
But and would then, he be?
And then he also like killed like a just like some dude in the village.
That is true.
Like on like he didn't know anything.
Yeah,
so I'm like, he just needs to kill and he likes it, and it's like a that hunger that he feeds. You know?
Yeah, that's true. He does have that hunger, and so basically this issue wraps up with the doctor reporting like all of this story to another guy. We don't know his name either, but he's just trying to use, they're trying to use this context from like the story to find out his place of origin so that they could potentially create more immortal people for use in the military. And so he needs this doctor to keep trust with Keanu and continue like getting stories so they can try and piece like this puzzle together. So that's like the ulterior motive of like the doctor, but Keanu is just trying to like, Keanu thinks that she's there to try and give him mortality, but in reality they're trying to get immortal soldiers first before they do anything with him. So
does he like remember his conception?
I don't think so. I think he just remembers being born and then everything from then.
Yeah,
I think that's what he says.
He asks his dad like where did I, who is like my real dad? Because he knows that his,
he's like, I don't remember you being there in the cave with mother.
He was definitely there.
No, he was like there, but then he like left. But why would he remember that? You know, why would Keanu remember that?
I don't know.
His mom.
Oh, maybe he did remember that he was in the womb.
Yeah.
Oh,
super sperm.
I guess he remembers. Yeah, being concepted.
Conceived?
What is, conceived. There we go. Thank you.
Concepted?
The concept of Keanu. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I didn't really understand that.
I was like...
You weren't there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure he was, but oh well.
Anyway. No, he wasn't.
Like when he was actually born, he wasn't there like in the room?
He wasn't in the cave.
No? It was just mom?
It was just mom.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's crazy.
Yeah, because the dad saw the lightning bolt and he's like... Oh, well, she's out with her witchcraft again. Because he was planning on something.
Yeah, but that was when he was conceived. But when he was born, like, 2 months later, wasn't the dad there?
Well, yeah, the dad was there. But he's not talking about being born. He's talking about the cave.
Gotcha. Okay.
And the lightning.
Yeah, I guess so then. Crazy. So, issue 4, also the last issue. Actually, last issue, there was some lightning again because the mom was getting kind of worried and so she went to go pray again. And in this issue, we find out, we find that to be another prayer from the mom that created this weapon initially, but she wanted something that could kill Keanu. Or she wanted something that could, like, stop him.
Something that
stop him from
end
reacting.
The suffering.
End the suffering, which I imagine is killing him. And it's this thing. That's a weapon?
I don't know if it's like a shoulder pad like a helmet.
Yeah, it looks like something that you just like throw at him or something. I don't know like why it's designed this way because it's not very clear what it is. Yeah, maybe it's like a, maybe it's a crown. I don't know.
Maybe.
But it's interesting. But she gets this thing from her prayers. I don't know if she was impregnated with this thing. I don't know how she got it. Maybe there's a lightning bolt and it was there. We don't know. But she has it. And the father's like, what are you, fucking crazy? And he throws it down a well. So we don't really know what it is in this trade, but then the tribe is going to be under attack again. So they gather men to go meet the approaching tribe, including Keanu, but it was an ambush and a bunch of fighting breaks out. So there's a bunch of killing in this ambush, but it turns out that the ambush is a distraction and there's another brutal attack going on in the home village. So they go back to fight them off. And they're too late, and the mom is killed because there was no one there to, like, defend her.
Yeah.
And this isn't, like, a favorite kill for me, but there's a moment where he rips off a horse's head, splits its jaw, and then he hits somebody with the lower half of the horse's split jaw. And I'm like, what the hell is this? that horse did not deserve it, probably.
There's another one. I don't know exactly what's happening, but he, like... just cuts a dude's like face in half.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Yeah,
I think, like, that's with the lower half of the horse.
That's insane. How does it cut?
I don't know. He's just got that much force.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, because you could see, like, 2 panels before, he splits the horse head in half, and he just uses the lower jaw to, like, stab somebody. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I like this moment where he gets shot with a flaming arrow. So he then picks up, he, like, takes it out of him. He picks up a sword, and then he lights the sword on fire.
Oh, yeah, that was dope.
Like,
that
the only
that
thing,
makes no sense.
The only thing better than a flaming weapon is 2 flaming weapons. And he's like, fuck yeah. That's, like, one of the coolest splash pages when he's, like, first jumping
in with
that.
Wouldn't the spear, like, get all brittle because it's made out of wood?
No, I think it was metal. I mean, the sword's made out of metal, so I think they have...
Probably, like, stone.
Did they have, like...
They don't
like
have
metal,
metal
stuff back then?
And
like,
they had stone.
Oh, is it stone?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Why is it flammable?
That's, yeah. It's a comic?
That is true. That's a good point.
Why is there an 80,000-year-old man? I don't know.
That I could believe. That's understandable.
Yeah, that happens.
But a flammable stone sword?
No science.
Get out of here.
Is blood flammable?
I don't think so. You're the doctor here.
Never tried it.
I'm not a doctor.
You're closer than any of us. If I'm pretty sure if I lit blood on fire, I don't think it would work. Unless it was dry. Then maybe. Well, no, there's oxygen in blood.
There is oxygen in
and
blood.
And fire needs oxygen.
Oxygen, yeah. That's what Boom. I was going to say.
100% would work. I'm glad we worked that out.
I can get some blood.
I know. I have a blood guy.
We can try it, yeah.
So, yeah, the mom dies. It's very sad. But this kind of gives Keanu a revelation. And he, like, leaves his dad to die because he feels that, you know, she didn't deserve this. But he feels like they deserve it because they've been just going off mindlessly killing other tribes. So he leaves his dad to die from, like, the next wave of men that comes. And then he also gives himself up, too. And he, like, wants to die in this scene. But then he realizes that he's, like, immortal. And no matter how, like, mangled he is, he'll just, like, heal.
Yeah, he just lets, like, this, like, army, just go wail on him.
Yeah, and I really like that scene because he's just, like, sad. And there's a bunch of people stabbing him. And he just got a sad face on. And he's like, this is what I deserve. And you can kind of tell that in, like, this completely silent scene. But what's weird is that, like, I guess if he's mangled up enough, he just, like, grows a cocoon or something.
Yeah.
And that's where he heals. It's like his Bacta tank.
And then he, like, hatches.
Yeah, and then he hatches. Like, he's a fucking baby dinosaur.
Like, he's a little baby duck or something.
And, like, when he's healed, it's just his meat. He doesn't have skin.
Yeah, that was weird.
You also see his dick here, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we love Dick.
It's like a slimy
dude,
man.
I like in this slaughter page for Keanu. Like, people are, like, stabbing him. People are, like,
ripping
pulling out
him.
His, like, intestines and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's just one panel where someone's pulling out a single tooth.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like,
what
the horror.
That?
Like,
oh,
out
no.
of all the shit on that page, I'm like, tooth being pulled doesn't really, like,
yeah,
make
that's
my
not
skin
like,
crawl or anything.
You know, maybe they would start with that and then build up. But... No, I didn't even notice. Someone just rips out a fucking D17 or whatever dentists call it. Like,
that was
so funny. I didn't even realize. And then, like, it's crazy because that's like the last action.
Yeah.
Like, the next page is just him all ripped up, but he's got one less tooth now. So that's pretty crazy. So, yeah, he's pretty much just like Wolverine, I guess. Like, he's able to, like, come back from anything.
Yeah.
So, and he's like, when he comes out of that cocoon, the narration in, like, the present is like, this is the first time I realized I couldn't die. But to me, I think he would have realized that after he killed a couple hundred men.
Yeah.
And, like,
and got,
didn't die.
And got, like, a bunch of, like, arrows put through him and stuff
like
that.
And maybe had his face ripped off a couple times. And
I mean,
so
like,
I'm like,
he's
I don't
never,
know.
Like, tried dying.
That's
and
true.
I think that's,
yeah,
like, kinda...
I think when he saw his mom die, I think he just completely gave up. And he's like, there's no point in living. So that was his mental state. Like,
true. So he's like,
hey,
this is
it
for me.
I'm going to commit suicide.
He tried to unalive himself.
Yeah,
yeah.
He did. Tried to unalive.
And instead, he just ended up as a...
He was, like, kind of reborn in a way, but it's still him, you know?
Yeah, I think it is supposed to be a moment like that. Like, he was reborn. Even though he's like a sloppy meat man, he gets skin later. But so the trade basically ends in the present, and Dr. Diana goes to, like, Keanu's house, and she's like, look, no wires or drugs or anything. I've been lying to you. I need to tell you the truth. And so Keanu just, like, lets her into the house.
He's got a Jeep. That's cool.
Yeah, and I like he just like has a house.
Yeah, just like a very normal house.
He's got like a mortgage.
Not like, yeah. It's not some like super dark and rainy like apartment in the middle of nowhere. It's or like
it's just an urban household
in a city. Yeah,
he's like pay taxes, you know. Like he's just a normal guy. So
yeah, there's smoke coming from his chimney. Like he's got a fire on.
He's probably roasting some stuff.
Probably having a glass of wine in there.
Yeah, and a Jeep. He goes off roading.
Yeah, Eddie.
Yeah.
So. That's pretty much the end of the trade. It's like a big origin story with a bunch of gore and pretty fucking tight.
I would be pretty intrigued buying that first issue. Be like, holy shit, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad it wasn't like fucking crazy the first issue and then like pretty tame the rest of the time.
No, it was like 100% the whole time.
It is.
And like, it's not even the creativity and the killing doesn't stop at the first issue.
Yeah.
Like, you would think that some of these very creative kills would just all the ideas would be put in the first issue, but I was pretty consistently surprised throughout, which I think is kind of hard to do nowadays with all the comics I've read. So
yeah,
big shout out to Ron Garney for carrying this for sure, because I think if this was done by a boring artist, this whole thing would have been quite a drag.
Oh yeah,
so I think that Ron Garney and Bill Crabtree definitely carry this, but it is also an interesting enough story to like want to know more about this guy. So yeah. So let's go into Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters.
And Daniel, this is probably the biggest Back Matter when it comes to alternate covers.
Oh, yeah. Most.
It's like 30 alternate covers. Ever. Yeah. And I think it's because this started off as a Kickstarter.
Well, remember U.S. Avengers? There was like 50 variants.
Oh, you're right.
For all 50 states.
Yeah. We read a series called U.S. Avengers, and they had a variant cover for every single state, and they assigned a superhero to that state. What was Arizona?
Nova,
yeah.
Because he's from Surprise.
He is from Surprise, Arizona.
So random, I'm like, Surprise?
Yeah. Well, they're like, we don't have anybody from Arizona, and I think they just like threw a dart at a bunch of city names. Because like, it would make sense if he was from like Tucson or like Phoenix.
Yeah.
Or like Tempe or something, you know, but I guess not.
Tempe would be sick.
That would be sick. He's just a frat bro.
Yeah.
But anyway, 1 million covers. So we got the original Rafael Grampa one, and I think he's the fucking man. This guy is super cool. He was on like DK3, I believe.
Okay. We've seen him before.
Yeah.
And stuff.
He's great. I follow him on Instagram. He's got a great Instagram. Next one's Lee Bermejo. Is he the one that was on the Black Label Batman, like the first one?
I think so, yeah. Like, this is very familiar.
There's a couple Dan Mora covers, which I love that dude. So
yeah, I love this John Boy Myers one.
That one looks like Keanu Reeves. Like, it just looks like Keanu Reeves holding a gun, you know?
Yeah, I just kind of like the front profile kind of thing.
Yeah, looks really good. A couple Ron Garney ones, some more Dan Mora. There's a couple, like, it almost looks like character studies by Rafael Grampa, where he just got like a bunch of weapons on him, or at least the issue 2 cover one. He's got like a sword, a couple guns, a musket looking pistol thing, a mace. So,
dude, Rafael Albuquerque,
yeah,
so good.
They got some crazy people. John Paul Leone, even.
Oh man,
which is rest in peace. Yeah, one of his last covers, I would assume.
Such a goat.
Yeah, he really was awesome. Jeff DeCal, who's a crazy cover artist to get. And
yeah, that's like,
that's a
straight
up
Keanu.
I'm pretty sure I have that one. Like, most of the covers that are like super red were like what do they call them? Foil covers.
Oh,
they made
yeah.
foil covers for him.
Sick.
So there's like a Christian Ward one, and I have this one in like a foil cover.
Nice.
Yeah. So pretty cool.
Yeah, his is cool.
Just a bunch. There's one that looks like a picture of Keanu Reeves, just a little bit bloody, and it's by Raza. And it's just additional artwork, I guess. But
yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Or like how he did that. I like how there's like light coming through the bullet holes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I think this is like one of those pictures where it's like someone just takes a picture and then like paints over it kind of thing, like really small on like Photoshop.
Mm-hmm. Could be. So yeah, bunch of covers and then just some additional artwork for the concept. And then the only other thing is just creator bios.
Uh-huh.
And something I didn't know, Daniel, is that this is the most successful Kickstarter comic book. It's the highest funded Kickstarter comic book ever.
Mm.
So that's pretty cool.
That makes sense.
Kickstarter being, of course, the crowdfunding platform for
why
multiple
would they
things.
Need a Kickstarter, you know?
I don't know, because you'd think Keanu would maybe just, have enough money, but like, shit, yeah. But maybe he just like wanted to make sure people were interested. So, and I know that they had like a bunch of like rewards if people were like early adopters, or they had like a bunch of different tiers and stuff. So it got like really successful.
Maybe he wanted to like share kind of the profits in a way, because if he were to just invest in like just paying everybody like a page rate,
yeah, that's true,
then that wouldn't be as much as like sharing it, you know what I mean?
It's also the highest selling original comic book series debut in over 25 years, which I also
that believe. Makes sense. Yeah, there's a, like, there's a ton of these.
This was like the middle of peak Keanu Reeves memes.
Oh yeah,
where like, do you remember when he was at like whatever Xbox game and he was promoting Cyberpunk and he's like, "You're beautiful," or whatever. Yeah. What do you say? I can't remember what the meme
breathtaking.
Is.
Breathtaking.
You're breathtaking, yeah. And it was like a couple months after. He was like, "I'm writing a comic book."
I like that one where he's like standing. Like there's like a little version of him standing.
Yeah, I love that meme. Yeah. Bring back Keanu memes. They're peak meme.
He just needs to do more public things.
Yeah, he does.
He's like host the Grammys or something.
Yeah, that'd be so
or
cool.
Or like the Oscars or something random.
Yeah. So, Daniel, what would you rate this book? I know Sophia knows this, but for anybody that doesn't know this, we don't rate books on a traditional scale, like a 1 to 10 kind of deal. We just kind of compare it to food and maybe the various food sizes that are kind of interesting.
Okay, so yeah, like, I know exactly what I'm comparing this
like a Cold Stone Lovett or maybe a box combo from Raising Cane's or something like that. So, Dana, what would you rate this book?
Hold on. I'm looking up a menu.
Okay. Sophia, what would you rate this book?
I would probably give it a large Greens Corner fry.
A large what?
Greens Corner fries.
Greens Corner is Greens Corner. Greek restaurant that we go to.
Oh, is it Greek fries?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Super good.
Love Greek fries.
Aren't they?
They're like my favorite fries.
They are pretty good fries. Don't they have like something on them?
Aren't
they like garlic fries or something?
They have like a different type. So they have like garlic fries with like lemon and cheese
okay.
on top.
Nice.
So very this good. Is well seasoned.
Nice.
So I would give a love it and a signature love it. And
okay.
There's one specifically called our strawberry blonde. And it's got...
It's very red.
Very red. It's like strawberry ice cream. It's got raspberries in it.
Oh,
and
man.
Then like cherry drizzle or something like that.
Okay.
So it just looks bloody.
Nice.
And I'm sure it's delicious.
Okay. Nice. I like that.
I would like to say, hold on. I would like to say that my French fries are smothered in ketchup as well.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Ah,
that's a good one.
Ketchup.
Oh, yeah. Man. Good rating.
Thank you.
I would say mine is a little bit different. It's a grocery store tub of ice cream, but like one of the big ones, not just like one of those personal ones.
Like it's got like a handle on it?
Yeah, it's one of the handle ones. And it's that one flavor that I got you one time. It's called cherry waka flocka or something.
Oh, yeah. They have it in that size?
I don't think they have it in that size. Oh. So my rating of this book is in the handle size, but it's a cherry ice cream with like chocolate chips in it. It's pretty good.
Is that waka flocka?
It has like...
Is it like, well, is it Waka Flocka
cherry,
Flame?
Like, it's like cherry
Flocko
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a very
that.
Fun name.
Oh,
but it's very red ice cream. So
it's
that's
like
why
a,
that Waka Flocka Flame had like its own ice cream.
That'd be sick. Like wrap snacks or something. No, it's something funny sounding like that. But I rated that because ice cream's pretty good and it's very red. So that's why I rated that.
I'm so hungry.
But, so cool. Good ratings.
Good stuff.
So let's get into the poll list, colon. Shove it in your box.
The poll list, the poll list. What did you shove in your box?
I think she was going to...
Okay. Oh, yeah. this is the section of the show where we talk about the actual singular comics
we
picked up.
What
we read, what we watched. Yeah, all that stuff. So what did you pick up this week, Daniel?
Yeah, I thought I was going to get like one fucking comic and then surprise, surprise.
A fucking trade came out.
My card just declined with how much shit I get.
It was a pretty solid week, yeah.
Not actually, but yeah, so We got Jurassic League number 2.
Yes.
We got Do a Power Bomb number 1.
Yes, a double Daniel Warren Johnson week.
A double DWJ week.
Double DWJ, we love that. So there's a book coming out from DC called Jurassic World or Jurassic League, and it's the Justice League, but they're dinosaurs, and that's literally the concept.
Oh my god!
And it's so fucking good.
It's so fun.
There's like a Velociraptor Joker.
And are you serious?
It's so good because they have that big fucking mouths, right? So it makes sense that would be the Joker.
Yeah.
There's a T-Rex.
Batman.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wonder Woman is a Triceratops. I think.
What's the long neck one?
Bronchiosaurus,
that's Superman.
Yeah. What about Catwoman?
I don't know if we know that yet.
Yeah. We'll see, I guess.
They didn't flesh out what every single superhero would be, but...
it's mostly Justice League stuff.
Yeah, it's very fun so far, so...
There was a anthology book that Drew was really pushing. It was called After School.
Oh, okay.
I have it somewhere. But he, like, posted about it on, like, the gram and whatnot. And he never, like, recommends anything to me. I don't know. He's just, like, he doesn't read, like, everything. You know what I mean?
He also doesn't like you, but continue.
He doesn't like me. So so he recommended that. I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll take whatever it is. So I think it's, like, it's something from Skybound.
Oh, cool.
And it's, like, I guess it's, like, a horror anthology book or something.
Hmm.
Different creative team each issue. And that's all I know about it. I didn't read it yet.
Interesting. Okay.
Got Farmhand number 18.
Yep, that's coming back.
Then I got the hardcover of The Passageway from Bone Orchard Mythos.
I thought that was still a couple months out.
I thought so,
I
too.
Walk in and there's a big fucking hardcover thing, and I'm like, God damn it, I got to buy that, don't I?
I was like, ah, shit, I need more money.
Yeah. those are the things I picked up.
I'm glad it wasn't, like, stupidly priced.
Yeah, it was only, like...
$17.99.
Yeah, that's
very
not...
Very reasonable.
Yeah, I
thought
so.
It's more than $20, I'm like, come on.
Yeah. So I picked that up. I picked up Jurassic League and Do a Power Bomb, the wrestling comic book. And then I also picked up Iron Fist number 4. I was going to stop, but then they put in Fat Cobra, and I'm like, I'm going to read this to the end.
Got to keep going.
Got to keep going.
Momentum's back.
Did you read anything this week?
So we didn't really talk about things that we read last week.
Sure.
So some of the things that I've gotten around to was, you know, the book Uzumaki?
No.
Junji Ito book. Yeah, I read some of that. That shit's fucking crazy.
It looks crazy.
For some reason, I've been seeing, like, a lot of just, like, drawings on Twitter of, like, King of the Hill if they're in Uzumaki, and there's all these spirals everywhere. It's so fucking funny.
That seems like the most random combination of things.
Yeah, super random. I'll send them to you once I get them. They're so weird because I'm like... Who thought of this?
Who thought? Yeah, those two. Because
it looks
things.
Like Junji Ito, like, drew it, too, and it's so random. But what'd you read? Anything?
I read a couple different things. I read Aquaman Andromeda.
Oh, yeah?
By good. Christian Ward. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah?
Actually, yeah. Because he draws things in the ocean as if they were, like, in space. So whenever you're, like, underwater, looking at things underwater, it looks like... Like a submarine floating through the water, it looks like a spaceship in space. Like, it's really cool, the approach that Christian Ward took.
Okay.
And there's a lot of, like, water metaphors. And it's like, you can't be drowning your thoughts like this or whatever.
Oh, my God.
But it's not cheesy. Like, they do it very well. I just think it's funny how many water metaphors you can come up with.
Yeah.
I also read Step by Bully, Step number 4.
Did you buy it digitally?
I had to buy it digitally.
What a scrub.
I'm going to find it physically and buy it. But it's like a completely silent book that I've been really into, and it was like the last issue, and it was pretty nice, so I liked it a lot.
Good.
And then I read one other thing. Oh, I read Do a Power Bomb by Daniel Warren Johnson that came out today.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's like about professional wrestling, which I'm not a huge fan of.
I figured, yeah.
And it's fucking awesome.
Nice.
And it's, you could tell that he's really into wrestling, and he like wrote a thing at the end where he was like, just like I wrote Murder Falcon, which is my book expressing my love for heavy metal, it's like just as fun, but just in the context of pro wrestling.
Yeah,
so it's very cool. I'm into it.
I guess Jason Aaron's a really big WWE fan.
He
too.
Is. There's a lot of, like, I mean, like,
it's so strange to me because
pro
I remember...
wrestling is basically live action comics.
Kind
that,
of.
That's like what it is. Like, there's these random stories that are like these like dramas of just like buff dudes in skin tight suits and they're just beating each other up and there's a story there somehow.
Yeah.
So and it happens like week to week. So I can imagine why like comic book people would be into it.
Because you played like SmackDown versus Raw and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's like the best game of all time.
Yeah, it was amazing. And yeah. So like
throw someone off a cage, are you kidding?
It's just strange to me that like adults like really like it, you know?
Yeah.
And so but
got a big following.
You can like whatever you like.
Yeah, true.
Did you watch anything recently?
We've just kind of been binging The Boys, and we got Sophia all caught up.
Wow, I'm so proud.
She watched she got caught up in what, like two weeks?
Yeah, like about 1.5 weeks.
Yeah,
that's a lot of TV.
I know.
It's so fun rewatching it too. So I don't even really remember what happened in the last episode, to be honest, because I've just been watching all of it.
I'll talk about the like important parts.
Yeah, for sure. Should we just do that now?
No, I want to tell you about all the things I watched, Nathan.
Okay, tell me about other things you've watched.
You remember that show DMZ that came out that's based off a comic?
Yeah.
I watched one episode. Not bad.
Okay, not bad.
Great. Sarah was gone for like a week, so I had so much opportunity to. I watched The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Oh, I heard that was good.
It was really fucking good.
Oh, I want to watch that.
You would love it. It's hilarious.
It's that Nick Cage one with Pedro Pascal.
It's Nick Cage, and he's playing Nick Cage.
I love that.
It's so funny, and there's so many references that you would like love. Mm. Like I wish I was watching it with like you, because you'd like it. I watched that movie Dread, with Carl Urban.
Oh, nice.
Because like this is before The Boys was coming out,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm like, I need something that's close, and because I think I want to see Carl Urban.
Yeah,
Maybe I have a little crush on him. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe. It is really good. I think anyone could like it.
It was good.
It is like of its time,
mm-hmm.
which isn't even that long ago.
It was like 2008 or something.
Yeah, but like it feels like a 2008 action movie, but it's like actually pretty good.
Nice.
Oh, it's got the girl who plays Hero in Why the Last Man. She's like one of the main characters.
Plays Hero?
Yeah. The dude's sister.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Very fun.
And then I watched Justice League Gods and Monsters.
Is that the one with Michael C. Hall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I didn't love the ending, but the only thing I wanted to tell you about it is like, so Wonder Woman is from Apocalypse,
mm-hmm.
in this version, right? It's not like Diana Prince, it's like some other one. And she's the granddaughter of the Highfather.
Okay.
And she like marries Orion.
That's cool.
Yeah, pretty exciting. and she's got like a mother box like in her sword.
Oh, I like that idea.
Isn't that fucking crazy? I was watching this. I'm like, oh my god, I need to tell
them. Why would they do that? Why would they need to do any of that?
It's so random, but it's so cool.
Yeah.
And then I watched the third season of Barry. I've like started on that. Still good stuff.
Did you watch the finale? Didn't that just come out?
It did. I'm not caught up though.
Oh, okay.
We watched the new Adam Sandler movie called Hustle.
Oh, where he's like a coach?
Yeah, he's like a NBA recruiter, and he finds this kid who's like not a prospect, but he just like finds him like like playing street ball.
Okay.
And just like kind of builds him up. It's pretty good.
Sarah's an unbelievably huge Adam Sandler fan.
Just like I am with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, basically. Right.
Exactly. Just as unhealthy.
Was it good?
Yeah, I like loved it. It was cool. Super good.
He's like serious acting?
Very serious. Nice. There's some like comic relief, but it's like sure. Very serious thing. It's kind of like
I like him being serious.
Yeah,
I
think it's like good. It's like a basic like sports movie about like an underdog kind of thing.
Sure.
So it's a little predictable, but still pretty good.
Yeah, the world needs more of those.
And we finished Breaking Bad, and now we're on Better Call Saul.
Oh, yay. So good.
And we're on season 4.
Of Better Call Saul?
Yeah.
No way.
We just finished season 3 last night.
Oh my god.
We are blowing through it.
It's fucking good, right?
It's pretty good.
What just happened?
What's
going on with his brother?
What's his name? Chuck?
Chuck.
He unalived himself?
Yes.
Or he set his house on fire. I don't know if he survived. but I assume so.
Okay.
I fucking hate that guy. He's so annoying.
He was so...
His shit's so dumb.
So good to hate.
Every time he...
He's like, one after the bag in a Carta. I'm like, shut up, fucking nerd.
Every time he's on his bullshit, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, do you remember that scene in the courtroom where he puts the battery in his jacket?
Yeah, I was like, fuck you, stupid ass.
Got him. And he brings in the big dude. What's
Huel.
His name? Huel.
I was like, the return of Huel. He's like way skinnier now. Yeah. But I was just happy to see him.
Yeah, he's awesome. Honestly, I can't wait for you to get caught up.
So Gus is there, and fucking Hector Salamanca just has his like stroke.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Crazy stuff.
So not too deep into anything. I love
it. Really ramps up.
Nacho's really funny to me.
He is.
Because like his voice isn't that scary.
No.
He's like talking and I'm not like scared of him. You know, everyone else is super fucking scary, but his voice is so light.
He's got one of the more interesting character arcs throughout the whole show.
Yeah, I think I like him definitely. Like when he like comes up, but I'm just not like as scared of him as like the other people.
Nice.
Pretty good stuff.
Nice. What did we watch? Have we watched anything else other than The Boys the last couple weeks?
Spy Family. I watch anime.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah.
Tell me about Spy Family.
The new series Spy Family came out on Hulu. Okay. It is so funny. If you're into anime. Heard of it. Basically it's about this operation that a spy has to do. His name's Twilight. Okay. That basically saves the world from domination. And he, in order to, you know, get the information that he needs, he has to create a fake family. And okay. So he tries to adopt a child, but this child can read minds. So
pretty lucky get.
But he doesn't know that. And so as they try to adapt with this family, he also gets a wife who's also an assassin. But he doesn't know that, and she doesn't know that he's a spy. So it's a really cool concept, and it's really funny.
Yeah, it's a cool like family dynamic.
For yeah, them. It's made me laugh.
Just one season of it.
So far, it's completely new. So yeah, it's still starting off. I think there's like 8 episodes so far.
Okay, so. Is it coming out like weekly or something?
Yeah, I don't know what days it is though, but yeah, it's every weekly. All
out. Like it's not the whole season's
out. No, okay. No, but you can watch it on Hulu.
Okay,
for free.
Well, you pay for
Hulu.
Technically,
it's not free because you understand have to pay.
You pay for Hulu, so you're paying a lot.
Okay. I don't pay for it, so yes, it is free.
Yeah, it's free for you.
At least you don't have to get like the premium subscription. That sucks.
Oh my God, Parker has the not like premium subscription, so he just pays to watch ads. And they're like 5-minute ads.
Well, it's super annoying.
It's unreal.
Because Dread, I could watch it, but there was ads for it. Mm-hmm. Like you needed stars or something. I don't know. And like, so some things like movies and stuff, there's like ads. That was super fucking annoying because ads are way louder than anything you're watching. So that's super fucking annoying. You had to like mute it every time.
That's funny.
But that sounds cool.
We played this game. Over the weekend, we were getting drunk and playing some video games. And sick. I played this new one called Just Act Natural.
Okay.
And I think it was either free or like only a couple bucks. But essentially, it's a game that you can play with friends. And you're on this like plot, this mini like plot of land with these other NPCs or just like AI things walking around. And you have to act like an NPC yourself and try and not get like spotted. And it's really silly looking.
Spotted by who?
Other players. So there's a game mode where there's just one person basically trying to snipe the other people. And if you like snipe the wrong person, you lose points. If you snipe the right person, you get points. And the people trying to act like NPCs are trying to like gather things throughout the map.
Like diamonds and stuff.
So like if you see someone like collect a diamond, you're like, was that an NPC or is that a person? Or there's a mode where you're all NPCs and you're just trying to shoot each other and like guess. And if you shoot the right person, then you get points and stuff. But it's really silly and kind of cool because all of the character models and all of the environment were made from clay and they 3D scanned it, like the asset. 3D scanned the clay and used them as assets in the game. So everything looks like very playful and like clay. So I think it was really cool.
Interesting.
So yeah, the characters were really concept. Cute.
Yeah, fun little party game. I'd definitely recommend it if you've got like 3 friends.
Could you like play it to where like... you're the sniper and she's the NPC.
Yeah.
You just tape like a sheet to like your TV so you can't peek. And
well, we couldn't play at the same time, but we were kind of taking turns. But
For sure.
Yeah, I don't think they split screen it, so.
Lame.
But pretty fun game overall.
Anyway.
But yeah, let's get into The Boys, perhaps.
Sounds good. Ooh. Boys, episode 4?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, I can't believe they did the Pepsi commercial thing.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah! I knew that, the commercial looks so familiar.
What's his drink called? It's like...
Oh, it's like...
Something Rush.
It's like train it's so energy. I don't know.
And like, yeah. I couldn't tell if he was like actually trying, like at first.
Actually doing a protest
thing. Like, oh my God, he's trying to be a good person. But then really it was just an ad within an ad. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, it was like a studio inside of a studio.
And they're like, chill out. Just drink my drink.
Oh my God, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah, it was really funny. But what are the big things that happened in this episode? Because
there was a... So Supersonic gets inducted into the Seven, uh-huh. Right?
That was pretty cool.
And Homelander gives everyone like taco bowls because they're...
That was so racist.
That was...
He's like, I got the food of your people or whatever.
He's like, just like home. He's like, I don't even speak Spanish, dude.
Yeah.
That guy is so good. That actor is great.
I
like just his whole upbringing too, and they keep making him play this shitty pop song from like his pop song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's funny. And then there's like, they go to Russia, the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get why these guys just like stick with Butcher, because he's such a dick. Like, he's being like super mean.
He really is.
This episode.
Oh yeah, because he was telling like Kimiko like
to go kill some people,
and she's like, "I'm not your weapon," and he's like, "It's exactly what you are."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "She kind of is,
like,
but
come on,
you could be a little nicer."
I don't think he's like this mean in the comics. He's like normally a pretty nice guy. I feel like
no, I think he's kind of like a snarky kind of guy, but not nearly as much of a...
Yeah, I get that you need it for, like, the story.
It makes the show so good, though, because I'm like, God, he's such a dick.
Definitely.
And, like, oh, there's that fight scene with Kimiko, right?
Yeah, and all the dildos.
All the dildos, all the seven dildos.
Oh, man, that was so funny.
All the seven branded dildos.
I thought they were swords, dude. I thought they're handles of a sword, but...
She used them as a sword.
I'm like, where's the blade at? Yeah. And then I realized...
It's just a blunt sword? Like, oh, what is this?
Dude, one of them has Black Noir's head on the tip of it.
Oh my God. And she kills somebody with like Maves or something, and it just starts vibrating as the dude's dead.
Oh my God. It's in his fucking head. Oh
God. Yeah. And it's vibrating.
More blood comes out.
It's so funny.
Speaking about dicks, do you guys remember that one scene of, I forgot what the name was, but it's the redheaded girl, and she's trying to convince one of the directors to like change something in the scene, and she pulls out like an American, like a...
Oh, Ashley? Homeland.
Ashley, yeah.
Yeah, and she like pulls out a... In her room, she pulls out like a Homelander.
Homelander, like, strap-on. Extra strap-on. Large dick.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, there's Homelanders.
I was like, here's some boys vibes, you know? Oh,
which reminds me, in the rewatch, Love Sausage is in the show.
When?
He's the one with the super long dick that chokes out MM.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, because he was in the jail.
They call him, like when
they call
see
him love sausage.
When they see him on the screen, is like, that guy's got a love sausage, doesn't he, or something like that. I'm like, oh my God, it's love sausage.
I don't think that's like love sausage in the comics powers.
I don't think it is either. But they mention it, so I'm like,
okay,
so we're not going to see
good
love
enough for me.
Yeah,
because they get to Russia and they go to some lab. They get the...
Oh yeah.
They get the location from little Nina,
mm-hmm.
who's like not even little.
She's normal sized Nina.
Yeah. And there's like a super hamster. I thought that was fun.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Oh man,
it fucking kills a guy.
Murders
yeah,
a guy.
He murders.
It like flies and just like goes into his face and starts eating his
how's
eye.
How's he gonna shoot him?
Yeah, yeah,
and then both Butcher and Huey take V24. The temporary V.
Mm-hmm. How Huey got... He was, like, invisible, but his clothes were on the other side.
Yeah, so. I think he, like, teleports, but he doesn't teleport with his clothes or something.
Oh, I thought he, like, had speed and, like, ran out of his clothes.
At first, it looked like he went small and then showed up somewhere else and got big, but I think it's, like, a teleport power.
Okay.
I thought it was an invisibility power.
Why would his clothes come off?
It just happened really fast.
Because he's invisible. I don't know.
So he phases through his clothes?
I guess.
That makes sense.
I think it was quick enough to... I think it'll end up being a teleport thing, but you can kind of tell that he's really enjoying having powers.
I hope it's not sort of like junkie thing.
It's gonna be a junkie thing.
I think so.
So annoying.
Which
you could see him like at the end of the scene, he's just like waving his hand.
Just, like, having a trip
while Kimiko's
like
fucking dying in the
back. Yeah, exactly.
This is like the most important character dying in the back.
Because like in the comics, he doesn't want to be injected with Compound V. No. And when he like punches a hole in somebody, he fucking freaks out.
He still kind of does.
Yeah, he does.
No, he was stoked on it.
Well, when he punched someone, he was like, I'm sorry. And like his hand's through somebody's like fucking chest. And he's like, I'm so sorry. And then he like puts him down gently.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it'll be a junky thing, and I think it's going to be annoying.
And he's like afraid of like hurting people in the book. So,
yeah, that's true.
Like they're doing things that are in the book, but I'm starting to like enjoy the book a little bit more. Just because I've read a lot of it, and just like I like how they do things in that,
mm-hmm.
it does what they're doing in the show. It does work,
yeah.
You know, and I do and love it. But if I had to like pick one,
what do you think of Soldier Boy so far? Because you
the
final like thing, like I gotta watch the show is because of the Supernatural guy.
Yeah, Jensen Ackles. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so, I was surprised that he was on there, but I remember him announcing it on like I don't know Facebook or.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use Twitter.
I think he's so
Instagram.
Good in like the flashbacks as just like this Captain America douchebag kind of guy.
Yeah, he's such a jackass.
And now he's got like a big beard because he came out of a big tube.
How does he have abs if he's been in this tube for like 60 years?
They're making him do crunches in the tube.
They got a bar on top, you know?
Yeah, true.
Did you recognize Bobby from Supernatural when he was like the president in this show? Like the actor who plays Bobby?
Yeah, well, who was he?
Bobby Singer?
Yeah, well, I know who Bobby is, but, like, who is he in this show?
Robert Singer. He was, like, the president. He was, like, running for president or something in the first episode.
He's a guy working with Stan Edgar. He's like, running. He's, like, the old
guy. Glasses.
He's got, like, a beard and glasses and stuff. But that guy's in Supernatural?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby
he's, like,
was
the best
there.
Character.
Oh, okay,
oh, my God.
Cool.
I did not recognize that, actually.
Shame on you.
I know.
He's also in Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad.
What?
That actor. Yeah, he's the guy who has the guns with, like, the serial number shaved off.
Oh, you're right. That guy's so cool in that show.
Because, like, when I was rewatching, I'm like, oh, it's Bobby. And then he's then
what's
he's
his
in
Saul,
too.
Jeff Singer?
Probably.
Yeah. That's cool.
And so now Soldier Boy has this, like, chest blast thing.
He's got a chest laser.
And, dude, I swear to God, if they kill Kimiko, we riot.
I think they are.
No.
I really think...
How are they going to have the boys without all the boys? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying, but I kind of saw a preview for next episode, and basically next episode, they're going to be singing, and that's all they showed for the preview for the next episode. Like, the boys' Twitter account tweeted it out, and, like, Frenchie's singing and Kimiko's singing. So in my head, she's bleeding out. She's in a coma or something. And she's finally getting to sing in, like, her own world. And that's a pretty good build-up for her to fucking die.
Maybe she's,
so I
like,
think she's going to die.
No, I think she's, like, dreaming.
Maybe she's just unconscious, and, you know?
Yeah.
And she's
while
just,
she
like...
While she heals, she'll heal more.
And that would be very nice, and that's what I want. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think she dies.
No.
Someone big in the universe, Nathan.
Yeah,
someone
Nathan.
Big has to die this season, I feel like. And I think it's going to be her. And I really don't want to speak. Because she's honestly, like, my favorite character.
Yeah, she is.
I'd rather, like, Starlight die.
Me
than,
too.
Than Kimiko.
Fuck
yeah.
her.
Fuck, I think you're right. Because, like, and Frenchie were thinking about leaving.
Yeah.
Like, right before this fucking
and
mission.
She met that person in the first episode, and she was, like, imagining in her head singing. So I think she's going to die. And I don't want that. But I guess we'll find out in a couple days.
Shit. All right. Well, and...
I will not be happy.
And then they kill Supersonic.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
Oh, my God.
So
he's just beaten to a pulp.
You don't see his face.
Just like Berserker with all those men.
Yeah. True. He berserkered him.
He berserkered him.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, you don't see his face. So there's that. So there could be some crazy-ass twist where he just killed some random Mexican guy and put him in...
Sonic you don't have
booms.
To be Mexican. There's nothing to identify him as Mexican.
I don't think
there.
So. I don't think he would go that far, to be honest.
Homelander?
And then fucking A-Train, like, snitches.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like,
that
come
guy.
On.
That guy.
He's so desperate for Homelander's
he's
approval.
He's not going to stay on the team. He can't
wants,
even run.
He wants to stay on the 7, though, so he'll do anything to make Homelander happy, and that gives him a couple points
he
for
He can't
Homelander.
Save anything.
I know, but he's like, rebranding.
Because, like, they were, like, onto something. Like, A-Train like doesn't like Homelander, like in that episode. And like when it was like Starlight, Supersonic, and A-Train, with the boys with Compound B, they have like a bit of a shot, especially if they get Soldier Boy on their side.
Yeah, if I was in Sonic Boom's shoes, I would have done the same thing. I'm just so pissed that A-Train did that, because like you probably could have had a pretty good shot at killing him.
Yeah.
But fuck, man. That sucks. You got fridged.
I got so mad.
So yeah, yeah, I'm really enjoying the season. It's like 8 episodes, right?
I think so. Yeah.
The other 2 seasons are 8 episodes, so we're about halfway through. So pretty cool. I still don't think that there's a weapon that can kill Homelander.
No, it's like
it was like a conspiracy,
because there wasn't anything that killed Soldier Boy.
No, they just put him in a big tube.
Yeah,
they made
him do crunches.
Yeah. But what the thing is that Soldier Boy has a new power where he can turn someone mortal.
Oh, that's fair.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah,
So if they get Soldier Boy on their side, that means that he'll fight Homelander, chest blast, Homelander's mortal.
And he just like berserk. Runs off. Like,
yeah, where's he going?
Yeah.
He's like, where the fuck am I?
Maybe the bathroom?
I need to find gunpowder.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the bathroom. That's true.
Yeah. Well, anyway, good stuff.
Very good stuff.
Did you watch anything else? Like, did you watch Ms. Marvel episode 2?
I did, yeah. It's pretty fun.
You did?
That show's just fun.
It is a good time.
Yeah, like I think that it's not going to be for everybody, because it's just like a...
It kind of...
like cheesy, but it's like a silly, like...
It has a bit of show. Like Disney Channel movie vibes.
Yeah, it does. But I enjoy that aspect a lot, and I think that's very much on purpose.
I think it is like coming of age show. Yeah. And it should like stick that way.
I kind of like asked Sophia to watch things with me if I think she'll like it. So I didn't make her like watch Moon Knight with me, but I think you would like Ms. Marvel.
Is that the one that came out?
Yeah. Mm. It's like a teen like origin story superhero show, but I think you will relate to some aspects of it, because she has very strict parents.
Oh.
And yeah, I think there's like a couple aspects that you'd really vibe with. So I think I'm going to make you watch the first episode and see if you like it.
Sweet.
Yeah, we can talk about that more in depth later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
what are we going to read next week?
What are we going to read next week, Nathan?
What are we going to? I don't know. Don't you have an idea?
I do have an idea.
Oh, great.
Nathan, today, do you know what is the 20th anniversary of?
Yes, I saw it. It's 20th anniversary. Fuck, I saw it on Twitter, and I was like, that's pretty cool.
That's why I saw it.
20 years.
Fuck. Of Scooby-Doo, Nathan.
Scooby-Doo, yeah. Oh, my. Are we going to read that Scooby-Doo comic book?
We could.
Oh, my. Everyone hates it.
Says who?
A lot of people. I think we should read it, though.
Or we can just kind of look at our list. But that was just like an idea that I threw out there.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo. I even looked at a thread of all the adult jokes that they've interspersed into.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the third that I saw. We still have those recommendations from Sam that we haven't.
Yeah, we should probably do one of those.
So we got Luther Strode.
Is that the one with... Oh, fuck, I'm blanking on his name. Tradmore?
Probably.
Let's do the Tradmore one. I want to read a Tradmore book.
Okay.
Luther Strode? Is that what it was?
Luther Strode, yeah.
I'm down for that. A recommendation from one of the listeners.
Sounds good. Let's...
Let me make sure we can... I had to go through the fucking process of buying a book on Amazon.com to then go back into the app.
Yeah.
Because apparently on Comixology, the app that I've read comics digitally for years, possibly even a decade now at this point, you've been able to just buy things in there. But now Amazon, who now owns Comixology, is greedy enough that they don't want to pay the Apple Store or the Google Play Store for purchases in their app. So now I have to go to Amazon.com. Like, not even, like, the Amazon app, but Amazon.com on a browser,
mm-hmm.
buy the book, and then it shows up in the app, which is so weird.
That's so...
Isn't that strange?
Annoying.
So that's what I have to do now. Woe is me.
I think it's called The Strange Talent of Luther Strode, because there's a couple different ones, but that seems to be the first volume.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's just
do that. It's all red.
Yeah, The Strange Talent of... Okay, I found that.
Volume 1.
Justin Jordan. Sweet.
And it's on Comixology Unlimited.
We love that.
So it's a winner.
All right. Sweet. That's what we're going to do next week.
Alrighty.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you to Sophia for coming on.
Thank you for having me, guys.
What's your favorite Keanu Reeves thing other than Constantine?
You might not know this, but there's a rom-com called Always Be My Maybe.
Yeah, we watched it.
Yeah, we watched it. I don't know if you watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know he's in that.
He's it's with really Jimmy Woo. Funny.
Jimmy Woo's Jimmy the main Woo's character in it. And yeah, it's cool. And Keanu Reeves is a cameo appearance, but he's actually like a character. He's in like 20 minutes of the movie or something.
Yeah.
And his love interest, or the person that he like secretly loves, is like a famous chef. And she's like, I just found this guy. He's really cool. And then ends up being Keanu Reeves. And so like Jimmy Woo now has to compete with Keanu Reeves. And it's a really funny cameo, but that is a good movie.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it a Netflix original or
no?
No.
It like made it to theaters. Pretty good though. Okay. Like I haven't seen a rom-com in a while. And that one was pretty enjoyable. So
yeah.
Is this your favorite comic book or is...
So far, yes, just because of the graphics and everything that he expresses. Like, I feel like he expresses a lot with just the everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. So compared to like only other ones, sometimes they like fade away, you know, but I was like Nathan said, I was always interested within every single chapter.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty engaging.
It kept me going basically.
Did you guys watch the new Matrix movie?
No,
but I heard it sucked.
I heard too.
I heard it was not great.
That's why I don't want to watch it.
If you watch it, let me know.
Okay.
Anyway.
You know they have Bill and Ted comics?
They do. One came out today.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Do you like the Bill and Ted movies?
Oh, I remember watching it in history class.
History?
it's a piece of cinema history. They know Bill and Ted.
Wait, don't they go through time? Or
they
something?
Go through time. That's why we watched it.
That's funny.
This is so funny. Alrighty. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah. Thanks everybody for listening. Thank you, Sophia, for coming on.
Thank you.
We're on a couple different things. If you want to reach out to us, we're on Twitter at TradeWaitersPod on Twitter. We have a Gmail. You can Gmail us or normal email us some recommendations on to TradeWaiterspod@gmail.com. What else are we doing, Daniel?
TikTok at TradeWaiters. Instagram at TradeWaiters.
We're on YouTube.
That's it. We're on YouTube. Watch us.
Yeah, watch us. We got two videos up now. Thank you to Daniel for doing all that. It seems like a lot of work. He put in work. Go check it out.
Yeah, I did something.
So try and find us. Might be a little bit hard, but we'll get that figured out. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening.
We should get a link tree.
Oh, true.
That would help.
Look out for our link tree on Twitter.
Link in bio, guys.
Yeah, link in bio. Check it out.
Okay. All right. Bye.
It's a great fucking idea. Link tree.